Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Head coach Brian Dutcher from the 8-0 Aztecs joins us next on Ben and Woods 97.3, The Fan. All right, let's get right to it. Busy man on the line. We're talking about college football coaches and how busy they are, burning out in their 50s. Hopefully that doesn't happen with Brian Dutcher because he's got his Aztecs at 8-0 right now, off to a phenomenal start. They just won the Las Vegas Invitational with wins over Creighton and Iowa over the Thanksgiving holiday. They open Mountain West play, Woodsy, tomorrow night at Colorado State.
Here we go.
And we got Brian Dutcher on the line here on Ben and Woods. Coach, it's good to have you on 97.3 The Fan this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. If I burned out in my 50s, I wouldn't have made it. I'm 60 right now.
So that's right. You just 50. Had your birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Coach.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we were told that you're heading to the dentist. You get, even big-time coaches have to take care of their teeth.
Dentist at 8, practice at 9:15, and then depart for Fort Collins. So a busy morning.
Are they doing the Novocaine, Coach? Because you yelling at the guys with a Novocaine mouth is something I would pay good money to have audio of.
I don't know what they're going to do. I'm a little bit apprehensive.
How do we know it?
You guys get it together right now.
You lose some effect, I think, Coach. When that happens.
Well, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the hot start to the season. Specifically, last week at the Las Vegas Invitational, I think, based on what I heard from you, you weren't sure how your team would respond, stepping up the level of competition against teams like Creighton and Iowa. Give me your assessment after the two wins now.
I mean, a magnificent performance against Creighton. Obviously, when you beat a team like that by 30, it's not a lot is going wrong. Our defense set the tone. I have great assistant coaches, Dave Velasquez, Chris Acker, Jay Morris. They set a game plan. The kids followed it to a T at the defensive end, and then obviously the offense was rolling. The next night, one-day prep, I thought we did a pretty good job, although Iowa got out on us. They got 16 ahead. We turned the ball over 12 times in the first half, did not play particularly well. But the credit to this team, like they showed at BYU, they have an ability to hang in there, come from behind, and manufacture a victory. And that grit will pay off in the long run.
Well, and it's been, Coach, it's been a multitude of players. And I think that's the mark of a great team is when one guy's maybe having an off night, there are so many other guys that step up. And how is that chemistry? How has it come together so quickly for your guys?
Well, first of all, they have to genuinely like each other. And that's not the case with every team. Every coach may say that, but you're blending 11, 12, 13 different personalities and trying to put them into a unit. And sometimes it's easy because they have a great camaraderie. And this group seems to have that, where they're very much appreciative of someone else's success. They don't feel resentment when it's not them. And if that continues, we will have a chance to have a very good year.
Especially with transfer players, and I know there, you know, guys like Malachi Flynn who've been in the program for a year and had to sit out and practice, but you also have the fifth-year transfers like Yanni Wetzel who just comes in and fits in right away. What was it about Yanni? Did other schools miss him? I mean, what did you see in him, and where is this resurgence coming from? Because he's been a revelation.
Yeah, his path was different. You know, he came from New Zealand. He went to a Division II school in Texas, St. Mary's. In Texas. He had great success there for 2 years and wanted to go to a higher level. So he transferred to Vanderbilt, sat a year. And so he only had 1 year at Vanderbilt. It wasn't like he was there 4 years and they were developing him and it just didn't work out. He was there 1 year. They had a tough year. They fired the head coach. And then Yachty decided he was going to leave. And we were very fortunate to get him. He made two visits, Texas Tech and San Diego State. We were fortunate to get him.
Well, I attended college at Texas Tech for a short time, and I can see why you guys won out here in San Diego, Coach. It's Brian Dutcher, head coach of the Aztecs. And, Coach, you know, yesterday we were kind of kicking it around the morning, you know, thinking the Aztecs may crack the top 25. Obviously, it didn't happen. From your perspective, is that something that you monitor? Is that something that you care about? I know probably some of the players were disappointed, but at this early, you know, juncture of the season, do you care really about that?
You know, it doesn't affect our performance, whether we're ranked or not, but it affects national perception. And at the end of the day, if we stumble in the Mountain West tournament, we want an opportunity at large bid. So anything we can do to promote San Diego State, to see our name up there amongst the other teams, I think is a good thing for us.
It is somewhat unfair that with, you know, the lack of opportunities, if you want to say it, for, you know, quality wins in league play, that there's a lot of pressure on your team early in the season. If you don't perform well early, you know your season comes down to three games in Las Vegas. Do you feel like you've at least built some of that cushion and opportunity where you're going to get some consideration at the end of the year?
Yeah, I think the wins we have are quality wins, but that will remain to be seen depending on how these teams finish in their conferences. You know, right now they look great. So we need Iowa, we need Creighton, we need BYU to all have really good years, and then that will help us. Obviously, we just got done playing 5 games in 10 days, which is a really tough stretch. Now we play 5 games the entire month of December. So we have to make sure we're ready for every one of those. And the toughest of the 5, in my opinion, is going to be this Wednesday in Fort Collins.
Well, and that's the thing about Mountain West play. It may not look as good on paper when a committee goes into a room in March, but when you have to travel in December somewhere where it's, you know, travel delays, weather delays, playing at altitude in an arena like Moby Arena at Colorado State, you go ahead and, yeah, bring the committee in there and tell us that wasn't a good, tough opponent when you go into a game like tomorrow's.
Yeah, they don't. Unfortunately, they don't see it like that. And we know what it'll be. I mean, the fact that it's the opener, everybody's in first place right now. I think they're on a 3 or 4 game win streak, and they're playing good basketball. So it will be a real big challenge for us on Wednesday, and we have to play well enough to escape with a victory.
Malachi Flynn was named Mountain West Conference Player of the Week. That was a no-brainer after what he was able to do at the Las Vegas Invitational, especially. Just kind of give us what makes him special as a player and what you've been able to see from him in the first 8 games of the season.
It's all swagger. I mean, he feels he's the best offensive player on the floor every time he steps out there. And so when he was struggling with his shooting a little bit earlier in the year, he still produced. He had game 10 assists, game of 9 assists. So even though he's a scorer, he's not one-dimensional. He's a good playmaker, but when he gets going like he did against Iowa, he's as good a scorer as there is out there.
And then, I mean, you've also got returning players like Mac Mitchell as well. As Wood said at the beginning, it must be nice for you to know that you don't have to rely on just one guy every single night for scoring, for defense, that you've got a deep bench. That might be the toughest job you've got, huh, is getting all your players who deserve playing time into the game.
Yeah, and I never thought I'd be going this deep. I know they're all good players. I feel bad when I don't get them in there. But the fact is I'm playing 10 guys within the first 10 minutes of the game, and all of them are productive. So the end game is fresh legs at the end. So as long as these guys can handle the frustration of not being in extended periods of time, if they'll take those short segments and play as hard as they can for their Aztecs, then I think we've got a chance.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the fast start. Just personally, did you feel any extra pressure going into this, your third season? And you know, basically all of the players now on the team are guys that you've brought in, you know, post-Steve Fisher, that this was going to be a bit of a more of a defining season for you as a head coach?
No, not really. I just am comfortable in my own skin. I like my coaching staff. We go about things the right way. We're about the student-athlete first, trying to make their experience a positive one, both in the classroom and on the court. And if you do that, then good things will happen.
He's comfortable in his own skin. But
what's
that
like, Ben?
Will he be comfortable in the dentist chair?
Oh, yeah, 15 minutes.
I won't be comfortable in the dentist chair.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck. Good luck with the dentist. Good luck at Colorado State tomorrow. And we'll chat with you again soon. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.